You know, I was really pleased with the effort of our football team. I thought we played extremely hard. Offensively, we knew we were going against an excellent defense who's been very consistent throughout the year. We knew we had to come up with some big plays, and I thought we did throughout the game. You know, defensively, we didn't play as well as we'd like to in third downs in that first half. I thought we came back in the second half and did the things we had to do to get them off the field. You know, we talk about winning the turnover war, and we were able to do that. And fortunately, we made the plays when we had to make them. You know, special teams, except for that drop punt, I thought we kept on improving. You know, big 80-yard touchdown return, I think it was 80, by Glenn. I thought he tried to make a play, probably should have fair caught the one he did drop. But you'd rather have a guy with that type of mindset not letting them fair catch it. But obviously, with experience, he's going to have to learn when to fair catch something like that. But overall, I thought we fought. And now we'll see if we can follow up with a win against Chicago. We played pretty good against Pittsburgh, I thought, you know, except for the last quarter. And they made some plays on defense. But to stop that rushing attack, I was very impressed with that. But I thought we played good. I thought, you know, offensively, we didn't have the ball that much. You know, we made some plays there, and we didn't do anything with the last two drives. But I don't think we had 50 plays in the game. So we made some plays, and we had to make them. So that was a big plus. So offensively, it was one of our better games. Defensively, like I said, I was really pleased with the way we fought back in the second half to improving that third down area.
You got big plays from guys that maybe weren't expected on the call. Clay Martinez, can you talk about the importance of getting big plays from role players?
Well, you know, when Selvin went down, you know, that was our last tailback. You know, we were going to have to put Cecil back in the game, and Andre took advantage of his opportunity. You know, he stepped up and, you know, made a nice play. I thought Brandon Marshall did a heck of a job with the block inside, and we needed a big play at that time. That's one thing about the running game. You keep on pounding, and every once in a while you'll break one of those. And, you know, Tennessee's got, you know, the best rushing defense in the league, or the second best, and they've got it for a reason. They've been pretty good.
Can you talk about the improvements in Jay and what he's growing as a quarterback?
Well, we've talked about this from day one. You know, quarterbacks need to play. And I thought Jay's done a great job managing the game. I think it will be, as we all know, a continuous process, a continual learning experience. But, you know, he works at it, gives some great effort, shows a lot of poise, and made some big plays today.
Mike, as you were looking at game film this week of their defense, did you see something that made you believe you could throw the ball downfield on them maybe more than you have against other teams this season?
Well, first of all, they don't usually allow people to spend too much time dropping back because they got such a fierce pass rush. One of the reasons why they've, you know, been so consistent, they've had turnovers, and usually the front four has been able to do that. So give credit to our offensive line, the threat of our running game, to keep them a little bit at home and have time to take advantage of some of those big plays. Well, that's what you have to deal with in the NFL. You know, people go down, people got to step up. You know, it's one of the better, as I mentioned, defensive teams, and we kept on fighting and made some plays with some guys that, you know, the guy like Andre Hall that doesn't have a lot of experience, but he came in and took advantage of his opportunity.
Mike, we got a good look tonight at some things from Jay, some mobility, some arm strength throwing on the run. Do you see some traits in him that have some similarity to kind of developing?
Well, you could see that last week in Kansas City when they missed that handoff and he went 15, 20 yards down the field. You could see it through preseason and some of these games this year that he's got the ability to make a play when there's nothing there. And, you know, that's the characteristics of a good to a great quarterback that can make something happen when everything else breaks down. You know, a great quarterback usually is consistent in third downs where he can make plays. That's where you make your money. The great quarterbacks make their money and is converting third downs. Put a little pressure on the quarterback, very tough situation. And for his second year, Jay's done an unbelievable job in that third down area. So hopefully he can continue on that growth pattern, and we keep on improving.
What happened on that timeout before the replay?
Well, what I tried to do is, you know, they substituted at the last second. When you do substitute, we're supposed to have the ability to substitute as well. So we couldn't get our goal line defense because they substituted with about 10 seconds left. So We had to call a timeout instead of giving the ability to get our people in there. And I was talking to, you know, Gerald throughout the game about that. But, hey, that's neither here nor there. And, you know, that costs us, you know, 4 points. And don't anybody ever question me about those field goals again, calling the timeouts. I told you this would happen. I told you it would happen. You just sooner or later, see? You live by the sword and you die by the sword. So at least we don't have to talk about that with the competition committee anymore. I did that on purpose, by the way. You don't think that was by accident. Well, like I said, in the first half, you know, give credit to Vince. He was scrambling to make some plays. We were spying him, and he did a great job. I think there were 6 for 9 in the first half on third downs. Really a credit to him, making plays on his own. And in the second half, you know, we did a great job of making some adjustments, containing him, and making the plays we had to make in the second half. You know, he's a heck of an athlete and made some big plays in that game. Well, I don't want to compare, you know, to, you know, some of the great receivers because he's a young guy, but I think we all know what type of ability he has. You can see the size, you can see the speed, you can see his running ability. So hopefully he keeps on growing. The thing I've been really impressed with Brandon is he matures every game. You know, he does a great job of his preparation. He's starting to grow up as a player, and, you know, that's a continuous process. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, but I know Jay has a lot of confidence in him, and hopefully, you know, throughout the remainder of the season, he's a big play receiver for us.
Thank you.